Yeah.
Hello, sir. Good evening. My name is Joe, and I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey. And we'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation, okay?
You're calling from where?
National Opinion Survey.
Opinion?
Yeah.
You want my opinion?
Yeah, everybody's opinion matters here in the United States. Now, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Hell no.
Okay.
We got real jobs.
Okay. Now, just moving forward, so I can get you back to your day. Are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we are calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time, okay?
You better, because I got to be at work at 3:30 in the morning.
Okay. Does anyone in your household work for a news media? You said no. Okay, thank you.
Hell no. We got real jobs around here.
Okay. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Absolutely.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote?
I vote every year.
So you will definitely vote?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Who do you think I'm voting for?
Well, my opinion doesn't matter here.
No. I know what this is. I know what this is. So who do you think I'm voting for? Who are you calling in behalf of?
Okay, like the company that I'm with is called National Opinion Survey. Now, I'm not entitled to give my opinion. What matters here is your opinion. That's
what I'm telling you. I know what the national thing is. That's usually a fucking Democrat putting this shit on. So who are you thinking that I'm voting for?
That's up to you, sir. Who are you going to vote? That's
so
your
what is your next question? Let's hear that.
Now, what is your age?
You already asked me if I was above 18.
Yeah, but this is one of the... And everything I have to read is verbatim. I have to ask all the questions.
Well, I'm between 18 and 50.
Okay. Now, just to be sure... Yeah, just to be sure...
I'm not going to be a part of a survey if you're not even going to tell me who the hell you're calling for.
Okay. Well, just to be sure we're representing...
Well, nothing. I got some whales, too. I know how this Democrat Party is. Just because you called and I answered, and now that I answered at least one question, you're going to put me on your fucking thing saying that I voted for
I don't have any information of you. Your number is chosen at random.
Who is your employer?
Like I stated from the beginning, I work for National Opinion Survey. Okay.
Now, and who is the provider of that? Who pays your employment? What party?
I do not. I'm not aware of that, sir. I'm not aware of
you,
that.
You're very aware of that.
All I do is just I
so
get
you're
going to
ask me about who I work for and what I do and this and that, but you expect me not to know who I work for?
I'm not going to ask you personal questions. I'm just going to ask you about.
Oh, you asked me how old I was. That's pretty personal.
Okay, well, like I said,
that's pretty personal. You know how women are? You don't ever ask a woman how they are, do you? Why are you laughing?
I understand that.
You got to see my point.
Okay, I understand that. Can I move on to, just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
What is your race?
I'm born in the United States, but I'm from Hispanic descent. Right?
Which one? There's more than one.
Mexican.
What do you mean? Oh, you're Mexican.
Yeah, but I was born in the United States, though. So. My parents.
Well, I don't know, because I got some Puerto Rican friends and Mexican friends, too. And I've got some that's Cuban. I actually dated a Cuban girl.
Oh, yeah? Wow.
Yeah.
I heard, with all due respect, I heard it pretty nice looking. You know?
Oh, it is.
Okay, so if you don't mind, are you white? Black, Hispanic, Asian, Native American, mixed.
See, all the stuff of the Democratic Party is sitting on there. Like, when you do a job application, and now it's like, I'd rather not answer. So why can't I do that?
Okay, cool. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country's headed.
Right now?
Yes.
Right now, U.S. is fucked, God. They're fucked with the Democrat Party.
Okay, so would you say you're dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
Very fucking dissatisfied with the way they're going right now.
Okay. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, and if you have not heard or don't know anything about what I mentioned, you could just let me know. Have you? What about
a zero is disapproved, and 100 is very approved.
Yeah, the critical race theory or CRT.
Critical race. That would be a Democratic thing right there. So I'm gonna go very disagree.
So would that be from 0 to 100?
That'd be a zero.
Okay.
Like,
what about
very not agreeance with it.
What about public charter schools?
Public charter schools. Oh, I'd say like a 30, because I'm not very particular on that.
What about Black Lives Matter or BLM?
Black Lives Matter?
Yes.
That's a very disappointment, because every goddamn thing matters, and you are very Democratic for even asking me that.
I'm just reading the questions that are on.
No, I'm talking about your fucking whoever's paying your damn dues right now.
Okay. So from 0 to 100, how would you feel about that, the Black Lives
Matter? About a negative 200.
Okay. What about public schools?
Public schools, they're okay, except for they're ran by the Democratic Party.
Okay, so
that should be not ran by the Democratic Party.
So
because we pay for everything there, and we pay for all the funds, and the Democrats pull all the money away from it as well to fatten their fucking pockets.
Okay. So would you say from 0 to 100, how do you feel about public schools?
About a zero, I'm about a minus 500.
What about the American Federation of Teachers, or AFT?
Teachers is all a Democratic Party as well. They're a teachers union. That's a Democratic thing, kind of like the iron workers. They're a Democratic organization.
Okay.
And I completely disagree with it.
Okay. What about Joe Biden?
Fuck Joe Biden.
Okay. What
Fuck
about
Joe
Donald
Biden
Trump?
And everybody in his fucking family.
What about Donald Trump?
What about him?
What's your opinion of him from 0 to 100? Where 0 is...
0 to 100, I give him 1,000, and y'all should have never fucked him out of his goddamn last job.
Okay, what about your local school board?
What about my local school board?
How do you feel about your local school board, sir?
More questions there. Let me get a little bit more involved in that. What do you mean? What about them?
Do you feel...
I mean...
very favorable of them or unfavorable?
Well, they're all led by a Democratic Party. So, therefore, I don't agree with any of it.
Okay. What about public school teachers?
Teachers themselves or teachers because they have to go by they're under a Democratic organization? You want to get in depth? Well, let's get in depth.
Okay.
Exactly. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I see that you know what you're talking about. That's
you're Mexican. Let me ask you this.
Okay.
What is your opinion of Joe Biden? And I already know it. Your opinion on Joe Biden versus Donald Trump?
Like I stated in the beginning,
I'm asking you. I'm asking you, just me and you.
Okay.
Just me and you.
Okay.
Just me and you.
It doesn't affect me at all.
No. It doesn't affect you. Well, then none of this affects me either. Should I stop answering questions? Because none of it affects me. Or you want to get in depth too, and let me hear your side.
Okay, I'm going to move forward so we can, get you back to your day. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I'm going to rate this. You're saving your paycheck by not answering me.
Yeah, my job.
Correct?
I'm not entitled.
Exactly.
To my
Thank you, because all this is recorded as well.
Yes, it is, sir. That's why.
Yeah,
I'm
no,
not,
on my wife's phone, yes, it's all getting recorded. Yes.
Yeah.
You are being recorded as well.
But sir, I just want to let you know that your answers are strictly confidential, and I don't have any.
No, they're not. It's going to a statistics. It's going in a database now, a statistics. Correct?
Okay, I understand. So I understand.
Answer me that.
I understand.
No, it's not an opinion. I'm asking you.
I'm not aware where this information goes.
If you're not aware,
then
why are you doing this job? You know that's a good. You know it's going to a statistics. That's the reason you're calling.
Now, sir, like I stated, if you would like to continue, I'll be glad to continue with the questions. Not it up to you.
I want to continue fucking with you, but I don't want to continue asking all the Democratic questions.
Okay,
that's why you're laughing, dude. You know I'm right.
No, I mean,
I just know damn good and well.
I mean,
that you probably voted for Donald Trump if you had the right to vote as well.
Well.
What? What?
Like I stated,
exactly.
I'm not entitled to give my opinion.
Exactly. Because every Mexican I know, and every Puerto Rican, and everybody from other states or other countries as well that are here legally, and they're citizens, they've all voted for Donald Trump. And every one of them says, fuck the Democratic Party. Every single one of them I know.
Okay.
Okay, so do you mind me repeating the question? Generally speaking,
okay.
How would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I think they're shitty because, like I said, they all do on a,
okay.
Let's see, they all do a Democratic ran, people with feelings kind of bullshit.
Okay. Now, would you say that charter schools or public schools do a better job at educating students?
What do you mean by chartered? Private?
Yes.
No, I would say neither one of them is because everybody worries about people's feelings. And, bipartisan kind of bullshit.
Would you say public schools are much better? Public schools somewhat better? Charter schools somewhat better? Charter schools
I'm going to say they're both the same because they both worry about people's feelings.
Okay.
And they both worry about a political party being involved.
Moving forward so I can get you back to your day. How important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it is very important for public schools to prepare students, 5 means that it is somewhat important for public schools to prepare students, and 0 means that it's not important at all for public schools to prepare students. Now,
prepare students for what? Because I didn't hear the question.
No, I'll read the topic right now. Provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting. How would you rate that?
They should do that already for 30 years ago.
So from 0 to 10, how would you feel? 10 being very important, 0 means not
very
important at all. Okay, thank 10 you.
10 is very important.
What about truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad?
Well, what all American history are you going to take away? Because you don't want people to know the actual truth.
Okay, so do you feel that that is not at all important, somewhat important, or
no, no,
very
no.
important?
No, no, no. No, no, no. No, no, no. I said every single bit of history, not picking what they want kids to know, which is what the Democratic Party does.
Okay.
How many things has already been taken out for the last 40 or 50, 60 years already?
Okay. Now, what about become more organized and have structured? How do you feel about the public schools teaching about that?
Well, every kid should have structure in their life.
Okay. How about help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market?
Well, we're supposed to be the best fucking country in the world.
So would you say from 0 to 10?
Did you, what now?
Okay, I'm going to repeat. Our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting. How would you feel about that from 0 to 10?
That was not the same question you asked.
No, I
went ahead to another one.
Okay, I'll repeat that. help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market? How would you, from 0 to 10?
Yeah, we should be above all of them.
So would you say 0 to 5?
We should be above all of them without providing for any of them.
Okay.
They're their own country.
Okay. So can I have a number?
I'm not understanding the way that answer is supposed to be.
Okay.
I just told you.
Okay, like what I just read to you, help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market. Would you feel that that is very important for public schools to prepare students for this, or not at all important, or somewhat important?
We should prepare the students of this country for what?
To help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market.
Yes, we should always beat them. Yes.
Okay. What about, next question, our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting?
Democracy. That's, no, fuck that.
Okay. Now, how about this? Embrace American values and be proud American citizens.
Embrace American values and what?
And be proud American citizens.
Be proud of American citizens?
No, be proud American citizens.
Embrace
oh, yeah.
the American value and be a proud American citizen. Right, because we...
Yeah, we should take care of ourselves, not anyone else.
Okay. Now moving forward. Now, would you say that your
other countries?
Now, I'm almost done, sir. Would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just about the right amount on public school education?
No, they need to spend more.
Okay, so not enough. Okay, now, have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
Okay, now, how much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A little,
okay.
But, yeah, that's the more that democracy bullshit and, Democratic fucking voting.
I'll read about this critical race theory. As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in kinder through 12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Everything to do with critical race, whatever you're saying, that's all, every single bit of it is politics, and it's all by the Democratic Party. Every fucking bit of it is by the Democratic Party. You know why? To turn motherfuckers against each other in their own goddamn country.
Okay.
That is exactly what the fuck it's for. It is not about helping anyone. Democrats don't give a fuck about whatever race. They don't care about your Hispanic race. They don't care about my non-stated race. They don't give a fuck about black race. They don't give a fuck about Indian race. They don't give a fuck about nothing but keeping everybody fighting against each other.
Okay. Sir,
so the worst
thing
to ever happen to this fucking United States is a Democratic Party.
Okay. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? A lot, a little.
They've already banned all books. All kids now do nothing but study on fucking computers, which is stupid. You know why? Because someone has to pay the fucking bill for someone to make the books, to print the books, to this, to that, and Democrats would rather cop out and put it on a fucking computer.
Okay, so you heard a lot, a little, or nothing?
I heard a lot because I've got kids. They make it to where every fucking damn household needs a goddamn computer and a hotspot and a Wi-Fi just so the fucking kids in public schools cannot be actually trained in public, but right here in our own fucking house under our goddamn bill. Fuck Democrats and their whole way of thinking.
Now, sir, I'm at 75% of this service, so I'm going to keep going so I can get you back to you.
Well, I'm not even 25% pissed off yet, so you keep going.
That made my day. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements.
Give me another Coca-Cola because I need another shot for the other drinks here.
Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect.
No, they do not. No. You know why? That's Democratic Party and fighting with the critical race shit, like I just said. They're putting something in the fucking kid's head to keep every race going back and forth and arguing and fighting over nothing.
Okay, so this statement that I just read right now, do you strongly agree with
it? How old are you? How old are you?
I'm 50, sir.
How old are you?
50.
Okay. We're pretty close. Okay? You're not 50. You're about 33 at the most.
72.
What? Actually, 72.
Yeah. I'm 50 years old.
Oh, 1972?
Yes.
That's what it says. So you're not 50, you're 51, or you had your birthday this year.
No, I'll be 51 in October.
There you go. So you're 50, not 51.
I'm 50, yes, I'm 50.
Okay. So how many times do you remember someone actually in your lifetime having to fuck with slavery?
Well,
none.
That was going up. No.
Answer, none. Thank you. Neither does any of the whole Democratic Party, or neither does the whole any other Republican. No fucking kid in any goddamn school for my whole grandparents' life has even learned that either.
Okay, so
they
you
never
feel,
saw it. So
you
therefore, I very disagree with whatever the fuck you're saying about kids having to learn it.
Thank you.
Because
what
all
about,
you're doing is stirring up shit.
Okay, what
you're
about
keeping
the next
it in
station?
There.
The next teachers are professionals.
I got one more.
Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you strongly agree with this, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Teachers are not a professional that decides that because they are told what they got to do.
Okay. So do you agree with this or disagree with this?
I disagree because they're not professional. The only profession they are is keeping their fucking job, just like you don't want to answer my questions.
Okay.
They're the same spot you are.
Hey, buddy, it's not that I don't want to. I'm not allowed to. That's what it is.
I know. That's what I'm getting at. Now you feel me, right?
Yeah. Okay, let's move on. So a certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Do you strongly agree with this? Somewhat agree,
I strongly disagree.
Okay.
You want me to tell you why? You,
go ahead.
For one, they're underage. They cannot vote. You should never be putting anything into their fucking heads. And for two, they can't even say prayer in a goddamn classroom.
Okay.
You took that out, you damn sure ain't going to fill their heads with a bunch of bullshit.
Now, I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. Please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. Increasing teacher pay.
Increasing teacher pay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Teachers need an increase in pay because they deal with the kids of today.
They do need a fucking little bit of a pay increase because all they can do, for one, is bite the bullet and only do what they're told to do.
Okay.
By their party.
So you
strongly cannot express their real feelings. They cannot even acknowledge a kid's fucking feelings. They're having to tell them to go against their feelings and to go against to stay on the same infrastructure their superiors are fucking telling them to.
Okay, so would you say you strongly support this? Somewhat
support it? Yeah, they need a raise. They need a raise for having to fucking lie to kids all the goddamn time because their boss tells them to.
What about
teaching
about America's history of slavery and segregation? Do you support this or oppose it?
No.
Okay.
No. There's no slavery at all for, 500-something years?
Okay. What about removing books from school libraries that contain
Never.
Sensitive
Never, never remove any books. You know why? Because when you remove the books, you're removing the fucking history. You're taking away the history by removing the book. Therefore, you put it on a goddamn computer and put whatever the fuck you want them to actually learn, you can put it in new words on a fucking computer. Fuck that.
Okay, what about raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements?
Yeah, I think it should be a mandatory at least 35 or 40 years old. There should not be someone fresh out of fucking school that you've already manipulated the fucking mind.
Okay.
Yeah, they should have a little bit of actual fucking history instead of what you force in them.
Okay. What about adding armed security guards to patrol all kinder through 12th grade public schools?
You damn right, because if somebody comes in my kid's school and they're fucking up and trying to shoot up the school, I don't live but 5 minutes from there. You goddamn right, I'm going to go over and I'm going to shoot the son of a bitch and show they're fucking with them.
Okay, now, some U.S. cities have approved a new black studies curriculum for kinder through 12th grade public schools. This new black studies curriculum teaches children about...
How about a white study? Has there been a white study put in there? How about a Mexican study?
Yeah.
Huh?
Okay, now...
Has there been any Honduran studies in there?
Now,
about Italian? Is there anything besides black getting in there?
No, not right now. I'm not aware of it.
You're going to disagree already before you have to keep on with your words.
Okay, now, I'm almost finished. Now, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument, 5 means it's somewhat convincing, and 0 means it is not at all convincing argument. You can use any number between 0 and 10. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustice experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. Do you feel that this argument is not at all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing?
I agree and disagree. Let me tell you why. I agree if there's a deal there and they should be going against some of the stuff being taken away. I agree. But it depends on who it is that's taking it away. Because if it's the Democratic Party trying to take away all they want and to only influence more black this and black that and only for whatever politics they want,
okay.
If they just want to do black and white bullshit, then no. It's not black and white.
So how would you say, from 0 to 10, how would you feel about this?
A two.
Okay. What about last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reached an all-time high. And 2023 is likely to break that record again. Most of the books targeted including LGBTQ characters, characters of color, or discuss themes like racism.
I disagree with every single bit of that. Just like your Aunt Jemima and your whole goddamn what all these other bullshit. Okay? What I'm saying. No.
Now,
fuck that.
What about those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in school are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equations or learning to spell. It's also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? School is the perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead these discussions in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way. Do you feel that this is not at all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing?
No, because what is the most critical situations, then it'll be you're trying to say that they're trying to push?
Okay. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, sir, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teachers
I disagree because I already know where it's going. And you're talking about bringing in bullshit like racist shit and, you know, just everything. No,
okay.
The only thing they should be worried about in fucking school is learning how to goddamn count and learning how your fucking history. And then you
okay.
should be more on building trades. You
okay,
should
now,
be doing a lot of that. Fuck all this shit with the goddamn computers.
Okay,
and
sir.
Going to college and doing a,
okay.
Having a half million or more motherfucking goddamn dollars in fucking funds that you gotta owe before you're out of school and you'll never get a fucking job. No, you need to teach them how to goddamn make money before they fucking get out of school.
Okay. Now, I'm gonna switch gears here a little bit. The last few questions are just for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Hmm.
1 to 11th grade.
Hold on, I'm taking my shot.
Some college or vocational. What are you drinking, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, I'm drinking Crown right now.
Crown? Oh, wow.
Crown and Coke, baby. Crown and Coke. I don't got no moonshine. I don't got no tequila.
Okay.
You know? I mean, I'm filling you out, too, you know?
Okay. So
I know he's doing a job, and I like him, too. That's why I keep fucking with him. Quit.
So
I had some college.
Some college, okay. Now, which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, student, homemaker?
I work anywhere from 40 to 90 or 100 fucking hours a week.
Wow.
Goodbye for my fucking family.
Okay. Are you
I don't
married?
Get any goddamn unemployment. I don't do no bullshit. I don't sign up for no Democratic shit. Like, I can't fucking work because my goddamn leg hurts.
Okay.
I fucking go on to another job.
Are you married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
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 And
that's why I drink so much.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself? Do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I'm a straight up goddamn Republican.
A strong Republican or not strong Republican?
Very strong.
Okay. Now, do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your house?
Yep. Sure do.
Okay. Now, which of the following describes your child's or children's school? Public school, charter school, private school, homeschool, or
public.
Other?
Public.
Okay. Now.
Taking another shot. Hold on 1 second, Cass.
Hey, well, so you, how many have you had this, about two or three?
Since I've been on the phone with you, about 14.
About 14 shots? Wow. Okay. Now, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
No liberal at all. I'm not a liberal at all.
So you're very conservative, somewhat conservative?
Very conservative.
Okay. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week
every
or more?
Every chance I get. You see the hours I work, though.
Okay, yeah.
Know?
Yeah. Okay, so. And now, for each of the following descriptions, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household.
This is the best part. He keeps asking these questions, but a while ago, like 10 questions ago, it's like, those two questions.
No. is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian?
Hold on. Restart it, please.
Okay. Does this apply to you or someone in your home that is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian?
Yeah, I don't know, man. We're just straight-up Christians, though.
Okay. What about is an educator such as teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
A what now?
An educator such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide. Does that apply to you or someone in your household?
No.
No? Okay. Now.
No, I would lose my job.
How would you describe the area where you live?
I would be fired ass in the first week.
Why, if you don't mind me asking? Why?
Why? Because I don't mind speaking my fucking mind, dude.
Okay. That's one thing.
Yeah, can we rate you? My wife wants to know if we can rate you after this, because you're being a cool dude.
Okay, I appreciate that compliment. Now, how would you describe the area where you live in? Urban, suburban, or rural?
I live in the fucking sticks, dude. What is that, rural?
Okay.
I'm very rural.
Now, sir, you know what? I've had a very pleasant conversation with you. This concludes the survey. I do appreciate you taking your time. And now, you be safe and, you know, be careful on them shots, okay? Because that crown can sneak up on you, you know?
Yeah, but I'm a seasoned veteran, you know? Yeah, I'm on my second water bottle. Okay. Cool. You know.
Okay, well, enjoy the rest of the evening. I do want to thank you and your wife for...
If you want to know, can we not, like, rape you or something?
Go ahead.
And I got a celebrity. We're trying to give you a good dude, a good thing, dude.
Okay,
trying to get you a fucking raise.
Okay,
cool. Even though you work for the Democrats, I'm trying to get you a raise.
What makes you think that I'm...
Because I know the only political parties ever does anything in this world is fucking Democrats. You know why? Because everything, they're only going to take the words that I agreed with or halfway agreed with. They're going to put them on a politicking thing and they're going to put it as me agreeing with them. You know that. If you don't, do a little history.
Okay.
Only reason I kept this going is because you sounded like a fun dude. And I got a buzz, and she got a buzz, and we had a good time.
So you're a buzz.
Otherwise, I'd have hung up a long time ago not to be a statistic.
Okay. Okay, buddy, I do want to thank you for your time and enjoy the rest of your evening, okay?
All right, bud.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right.
I wish you had a thing to